tighten it up.
Yeah.
After I tightened all the brakes and couldn't tighten them up.
Any of them books you want, we'll take them.
Well, I am, Carl. Yeah,
I traced it down to where her trouble was. Yeah. Well, it was, but she might get you over run over somebody. Well, I'm glad to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you, too. I'm glad you came back.
Now, just what have you done with this? I need that hanging on my car plate.
You better not take that to the lady kill you.
Yeah, she'd have to kill you instead of me because I wouldn't be here.
You got enough wind, you can do without one.
You don't need that.
No, he don't need it. He's got enough wind in him.
Yeah.
You know, whiskey's got enough wind.
I don't start the fires, though.
Well, you ain't supposed to let them go out.
When do you start burning it?
When it begins to get cool and frosty. I think that's about the only time I'm going to use it, this one.
You ain't going to what?
I'll probably burn it in October and I'll just close that damn thing up. Therefore, I'll heat. That's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's right. You don't have to.
You're getting lazy, Whisker.
And we're going to quit.
Well. We'll see
him.
Come out and take me.
Yeah, come back anytime.
Okay. I'll be back in about a month,
though.
Cool it off,
really.
I'll have everything go all summer.
I have, too. My place looks like a junk
spot. Well, it's been too hot to do anything.
As for me, I ain't felt like doing nothing.
Just take care. But you do look a lot better than you have been.
Yeah, I feel all right now. Just cool weather.
Well, tell everybody hello.
Come back anytime.
I'm gonna send Pud back down in September, I guess, after school starts.
Yeah.
Because I think I want him to come back down and winterize Hattie for the winter and see him do it. But I'll take him home for a few weeks now and argue with him.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. When did you see him last?
Oh, well, last night.
Oh, you did? Oh, you.
They've been here 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
He's got a sister that lives over in town.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they have a camper thing. So that's funny that when you went to Marshall that you were telling me that you saw the people with the...
Yeah. That's pretty good country over there.
Yeah, it is. You saw them come in with the gunny sacks and everything?
Yeah, on the back of their saddles.
Yeah.
Them old people in this country don't ride the horses.
Oh, they don't?
They ain't got any around here.
Oh. Oh, well, they still do.
Yeah, I know they do. But you can't buy a horse you can pile a garden with around here.
Mm-hmm.
But over there, they work them.
Well, you know, you're going to have to come down to Marshall and you're going to have to come and visit me.
I'm going to come down there next spring if I'm living.
Well, you have to come and visit me. You couldn't miss my house. It's right off the square. It's a big white two-story house. It's the old home place that my mother's family has. And there's, you know, right where town ends, it's the first house. Like if you were going, going back toward the highway, you couldn't miss it. But, that's where it is. You can come and, boy, my mother, she liked to feed you. She liked to, that'd make her happy. She loves to have company. That'd make her so happy. I like that better than anything. But, if you were still talking about weather, what would you call a heavy rain that just lasts for a little while?
Showers.
And if it was real heavy and just, like you got like an inch of rain in an hour.
Downpour.
And what about a storm that's got thunder and lightning with it?
Well, that'd be a thunderstorm, wouldn't it?
And do you ever have very many bad winds around here?
No, not here.